All right, we are so excited this morning, Friday, February 20th, 1 week to go in fabulous February. We are so excited this morning to host Royal Diamond, Bo Tanis. He is super successful in Nihan, besides being just a really nice all-around friend and person, and he's been with Nihan for over 20 years. He's made millions, and along with those wonderful accomplishments, he's also a professional musician. He's been in the restaurant business and real estate, and I just cannot wait to hear all that he has to share with us. So, Bo, Dave said you had some ideas on this new Nihan 2.0.
Hi. First of all, thanks, Molly, for hosting the call and taking care of all the technical stuff. I appreciate it. And thanks to Dave for being the amazing leader he has for all these years and organizing this call. Well, yeah, this is an exciting time for Nihan because Nihan has taken the wisdom and experience of many, many top people and really distilled how to simplify and electrify the field, how to simplify the business, and how to get people going and moving. And Dave and I were actually talking about this last night, I guess he had to be somewhere else this morning, but I look at this business in two ways. Number one, getting started and then running the business on a weekly and monthly basis. And I'd like to talk about the first part, getting started, and then talk about the Nihan 2.0. You know, we're in an industry, a profession, if you will, and it's called network marketing. And I know when I got started with Nihan, because of the amazing philosophy, the great feelings of Nihan, that humans being more engenders, and the feeling of people working together, often some people forget that it's a business, and there's a way of doing the business. And the great thing is you can do it in your own way. I make the analogy of driving a car. Molly, do you drive a car?
On occasion, yes. I have teenagers, so sometimes I'm just wishing I had one extra brake on my side.
So you mean you're a chauffeur then?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We all drive the car a bit differently, but we all do the same basic fundamentals. And my question is, how are you driving your Nihan network marketing car? As a rhetorical question to everyone. And, you know, if you look at driving a car, there's probably a dozen things you have to do. For example, let me ask you a couple questions. When you get into the car, do you open the door first before you get in, or do you go through the window? Molly?
Certainly the door is preferable.
Preferable?
Yeah.
Unless you're being chased, yeah. And do you drive standing up or sitting down? How does that work?
Sitting down, yes.
Wow, how amazing. So do I. Now, when you start the car, do you turn some key or push some kind of a button?
I do.
Isn't that amazing? So do I. What are the odds? And when you want to get the car moving, do you put it in gear or just kind of wish that it started moving?
I put it in gear, but I can't say the same for my teenagers all the time.
I hear you. You know, I could go on and on. If you want to turn the car, you got to turn the wheel. If you want to stop, you put on the brakes. You know, and we all do these things, but we all do them a bit differently based on our personality and our reflexes and all that kind of stuff. And I think there are some basic things that have to happen in Nihan and in network marketing. See, one of the reasons Dave has made way more money than I have and just about anybody is that, number one, when he got involved, he already had many of the network marketing skills that most people are just learning about. And there's a great book, and if you haven't gotten it already, I highly recommend it. It's called GoPro by Eric Worre. Eric Worre, W-O-R-R-E. You may have heard of it. If you haven't, you want to get it and read it a few times as soon as possible. There's also an audio set. And I think the combination is like $20 or less. Three audio CDs and a book. And you know what? You'll read the book two or three times, hopefully, or more. But you're probably listening to the CDs if you're anything like I am. You attend the university on wheels. And I learned almost everything about Nikan and network marketing driving in the car when I was a real estate agent. I was a struggling real estate agent in the early 90s. And the market had just crashed as I got my license, so it wasn't any fun. And so I wasn't making a lot of money, and I was just getting started. And I experienced a tremendous power of bad timing because of the real estate market. But with Nikan, we have this amazing timing. You know, less than 1% of the population has even heard of Nikan or these products or is even involved in network marketing. And so we have a huge window of opportunity. And so the whole idea is that you want to get started and you want to get started right. And I would encourage you to, number one, if you haven't already, and I would recommend, take notes, but get that book, listen to audios in the car on a daily basis. Listen to testimonials. Listen to all the Nikan-produced CDs and audios. Watch all their DVDs. I would, even if I had a bad day, I remember early on, I would just put on any Nikan audio or video, and I would get up again. I'd get excited. So, and also I would learn a few more facts or retain more information that I might have forgotten. So attend the University on Wheels or in your office or in your home, wherever you are, be listening to audios. And that book, GoPro by Eric Worre, and the audio CD, to me, is an absolute must. And if you're not listening to stuff like that, I have no idea what business you're in because it's not the network marketing I know. There are a few key things you have to learn and get really good at, and Dave writes about that. All you have to do is master a half a dozen things or so, and you can make a fortune. You know, number one, using the products. Number two, contacting people. Three, making a decent presentation. You know, at first you ask questions, you engage in the conversation. You know, you're prospecting when you're doing that. You're checking for interest. When you then make a presentation, you know, you get them involved as much as you can. You ask some questions. You share your story, speak from the heart, show and demo some products. I always use a tool, a third-party tool, a presentation book, Nikan magazine, something visual I can point to. You know, I call it the grunt and point. Oh, Molly, look at this. Yeah, oh. You know, I do what a 10-year-old can do. And if a 10-year-old can do this business, what can you do? And if you learn the basics and do them, it can really make a big difference. So number one, before we get into Nikan 2.0, just what are those basic things? And I really talked about them there. But number one is sponsoring people. You have to get good at sponsoring people. And what I do and my approach is to share Nikan with everyone. And that's the products and the opportunity. I could probably count on one hand the amount of times I only showed products to people, and that's in 23 years. Why would I withhold all of Nikan from anybody? Why would I prejudge what they may experience with Nikan? I'd be, in my opinion, a fool to do so. My objective is to get everyone involved with Nikan, but you know what? I know not everyone is going to want to get involved. They can become customers. My objective, if I contact you, Molly, would be, hey, Molly, look at something I'm getting involved in or I am involved in. It's wonderful. I love it. It's called Nikan. And look at the products and look at the opportunity as well and see what's right for you. Will you do that, Molly? Will you do that for me?
Of course I will.
Great. So I just set it up. She's not going to just look at the products. I'm not here to open my raincoat and sell her a watch or a pair of insoles or any one product. I mean, I want her to investigate all of Nikan, and if she doesn't want to get involved with the business, and many people do not, she can become a customer. So we do love customers, but if your objective is to make a very good part-time or a full-time income, or even, of course, go into six figures or beyond, you must have a big network, lots and lots of people. We're talking dozens that grow into hundreds and eventually into thousands of people. Because there's a very simple fact that you may or may not know. The bigger the network, the more people are being helped with that network on a monthly basis, the more volume is being generated by all the people using and consuming Nikan products, selling products, sponsoring other people. Bottom line, the bigger the network, the bigger the check. And so getting to know how powerful and wonderful network marketing is, then when combined with Nikan, the company, the philosophy, and the amazing products we have, to me, it's a winning formula. And so I had a bit of prior network marketing experience before Nikan, about a year and a half. And so I was very curious, how is it possible to create this leveraged income? Like 99% of the population, I just knew you go to work and you get paid, whether you're selling houses or at one point I had retail stores or in jobs where you get paid by the hour. So to create this magical possibility of helping people and multiplying your time and efforts dozens or hundreds and eventually thousands of times, like, you know, pinch me somebody. So I got very excited. So I went to every meeting and training that I could, read books, listened to audios, watched videos in my first network marketing company. That company went out of business, and Nikan came along. And it's because a wealthy real estate client of mine was involved with Nikan, Bruce Black. And in Canada, Black Photography, as many people know, and Paul Gabbias is on the phone, knows it's a sponsor. Black Photography is a nationwide chain of camera stores, and Bruce and the family had sold that business for about $100 million. So he and his three brothers, the four of them, were retired, very happily retired with millions in the bank. He didn't need a job, but he had a tennis injury, injured his knee, had a real problem. It just wasn't getting better, and tried every medical possibility, still suffering. And Mike DiMuccio comes up and says, have you heard of Nikan? And here, put this on your knee. And he had dramatic relief with the products in literally in minutes, about 20 minutes. So while the products don't always work that quickly, you know, some people feel better in an hour or two, some a day or two, some are a week or two. Everyone is different. But he had one of those magical experiences that he got excited. Now, I knew Bruce, and a lot of people in Canada know Black Photography. So when he's telling me, who was his real estate agent, hey, Bo, you got to do this Nikan thing with me. I think we're going to make millions. You just try to imagine my state of mind. I'm a struggling, broke real estate agent, two small children, not nearly enough income. Bruce had my attention. And when he mentioned the company and started in Japan and revolutionary technologies using earth energies, magnetics, far infrared, negative ions, nutritional. Well, we didn't have nutritional back then. It really had my attention, but I was skeptical, and I tried some of the products, and I had positive experiences. And some of them were amazing, and I got them on a bunch of people. So everyone goes through this initial journey of discovery, initial skepticism, and then gradually, by using the products and sharing them with more and more people, you know, they see that, wow, there's really something here. And some people have truly amazing experiences. So when that happened to me, I decided to really go after it, and I knew the potential of network marketing. So I can't stress enough, you know, be as excited and knowledgeable about the business you are in, which is network marketing. Molly, I think most people do not know that Mr. Masuda was a network marketing champion before Nikan. He was involved in another company which did go out of business, and this is back in the 70s, early 70s, and he had a huge international business, huge. But that company had some problems when they had a business, and eventually he then created Nikan. So Nikan has been a network marketing business founded by a network marketing superstar, you know, now going on 40 years. So never confuse the fact that Nikan is such a wonderful business with helping people and yada, yada, yada with it not being network marketing. It is absolutely network marketing. Because when you think of the philosophy, and I know I'm spending a lot of time on it, but I think it's so crucial that you actually know what business you're in. And that is, think about the philosophy of Nikan. Nikan is not just the products. It's not just the business or the potential for money. It's really the philosophy of the five pillars of health, living a balanced life. And when you really look at that, how does balance occur? As far as I'm concerned, it only occurs one way. Reproductive residual income while you're on vacation with your family or sleeping. So you can be doing things other than working to make money. You can spend time. Once you've got your business up and rolling and your network is growing, more and more of your income comes from this network, and where people are doing the business and using the products, and et cetera, while you're on holidays. That's called balanced living. Take that away and you have, and it might as well be any other job. So network marketing is an intrinsic part of it. Be absolutely on fire about network marketing. And getting back to some of those initial points, what are one of the key things? Of course, use the products, share them with people, use tools, audios, videos. Of course, we have so much online material now, but I still use physical tools. If I meet you, Molly, and we're in a coffee shop, you're going home with a CD and a DVD. And, of course, I will send you to links afterwards. But I want to capitalize on the opportunity where you have been introduced to NECAN, and you get into a car, and most people have a CD player in their car at this point in time, or some kind of a audio device. I want you to be listening to information that validates what I just told you in the coffee shop. I want you to get even more excited by the time you get home, play the DVD, or go online to one of the many links. So I use all the tools. So use the tools, use the products. But very, very important part that most people do not do is create a OMA. I learned that from Reed Nelson. When I got involved with NECAN, I called my upline. He didn't even know I existed. He was way up in my upline. I said, how did you do it? What do you do? How do you get this thing really going? Momentum. AOMA, A-O-M-A, all out massive action for a period of time, a month, two, or preferably three months, 90 days. Give it everything you got. One, two, three people a day so that you can expose NECAN to a lot of people, 100 people. Now, you can't continue this kind of activity for long, but you can for a month, two, or three. Expose NECAN to many, many people so that you find not only people who want to be involved with NECAN and use the products, but you want to find those few, very rare gems of highly motivated, self-motivated individuals who are really ready to rock and roll. And those people are very rare. And if you only sponsor a few, and they sponsor a few, and they sponsor, it just kind of falls apart long before it ever gets going. So as Dave and I were talking about, make the first part of the business getting started. Make it a focal point. Not everyone can do that at this point in time. Maybe when they're starting, they can't because of life and business and family. But at some point in time, you want to create a plan of action, and you do that by contacting your sponsor and their sponsor and their sponsor. Know everybody in your upline up to Dave Johnson or beyond, up to Yoshi. Have their names and phone numbers and talk to them and tell them what your goals are. And if you are serious about the business, then they'll want to work with you and help you. You know, three-way calls or guidance or the occasional chat. So, but get their advice. How do they start their business? What do they recommend for you? This is not a good idea. This is everything. It's so, so important. Most people are kind of flying blind at, get signed up and call my sponsor, but he's not doing much, so I guess I can't be successful. No, the advantage of network marketing is you have many people in your upline and crossline, and because of the great family feeling with NECAN, many people are willing to help you. So, number one, get started. I'll just briefly share with you what I did. We're going to talk about this, by the way, and please pass this information on, that a new section and a new session of the convention has been added, and it's on Friday, the 6th of March in Orlando. There's a Launching Your Business to Success section where Dave Johnson and Wolfgang Sonnenberg, Reed Nelson, Mike DiMuccio, and I will be talking about creating momentum, launching your business, and how it is one of the most important things you could possibly do. Now, I don't know if I can... Did I stress that enough, Molly?
I think so. I'm so excited about going.
Anyway, do be there, 4:30 to 5:30, 1 hour. On the NECAN website, it says that the day finishes at 4:30, but NECAN is giving us top leaders an hour afterwards. So number one, get into creating momentum. What I did is I decided to contact 100 people. I had two small kids, no time, no money for an weekend. But I knew if I did not make a change, nothing would change in my life, and I definitely needed to make some improvement. And so one or two a day, I would be contacting people. Everybody got an audio and a video and a small brochure, so I invested a little bit. But within 90 days, or actually it was about 100 days, a little over 3 months, contacted about 100 people, 65 said no. But I was so on fire, 35 came to a meeting, and 20 of them signed up and bought some products. Five out of that 20 were business builders who wanted to go silver and gold and build a business. I was running. I was so busy doing stuff. Within 6 months, my network was big enough I could go full-time. And all of my top leaders who've made me a lot of income came out of that initial burst of activity. So I can't stress enough how important it is to do so. I mean, I've basically been getting paid for 23 years on work I did in January, February, and March 1992. And think about how huge of a concept that is. And what if I had actually launched it again in 93, again in 94, again in, you know, ideally you do a 90-day push once a year. You spend the rest of the year working with your people because you found at least three or four or five who really want to run. Get them to silver and gold and beyond. Do another launch the next year. Do it again the next year and so on. That's a million-dollar formula right there. But what do people do? How do they do it? How does network marketing work? It's about a simple, duplicatable system. And with Nikki 2.0, and it's all well established in the Nikki materials, you know, you want to get three, and you want to get qualified registrants. Somebody's calling in here. You want to get people coming in at 500 points, doing their 100, at least 100 personal volume, and preferably 500 in personal volume with retail sales and personal products. And get three to do that, and do that every month, and you do it every month. And it's a simple, duplicatable system, but do it over and over and over. And, of course, the people who are going to do it are the ones who are interested. And often people don't talk to and share an e-can with enough people to find interested parties. Molly, can you still hear me okay?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Good, because I heard some noise. And so sometimes people say, well, I sponsored three, but they're not active. Well, one of the biggest mistakes I think people make is assuming that everyone's going to be active and interested. It's not. We have something we talk about, the one-third rule. And that's a very generous rule, where approximately one out of every three people that you contact will be interested in looking at NECAN. Of those that you present to, one out of three may do something, sign up, get some products, or become a retail customer or get involved. And out of those business partners who join you, one out of three of those may go silver. So we're talking about larger numbers than most people are thinking. So expand your vision. Share NECAN with a lot of people, sponsor many people, and work with the ones who are ready to go. And if you're only sponsoring three and expecting to get three a month, I think that's naive and unrealistic. So my suggestion is larger numbers. And because we have something wonderful, who would you not tell about it? I know I've gone on for quite a while, a bit longer than I expected. Molly, do you want to open it up for questions, or I'll let you direct me from here on out?
Well, I think we've all been well fed this morning. That was fantastic. So many, I love the grunt and point comments, finding things to just grunt and point at, making it duplicatable. Bo, you have such a fresh perspective, and I know a lot of us people who are kind of being revised in NECAN just love hearing the same things over and over again, but in a new way, and I'm sure a lot of people are really impacted by that. We can open it up for just a few minutes if I can figure out how that works. Hold on just a minute. Okay, so I don't know how to have them push sharp six. Let's try this. There we go.
There we go.
Now skilled on this. Anyone who has questions for Bo, if you want to push star 6 and unmute.
Good morning, Bo. This is Dinah Marie. How are you doing today?
Good morning.
You're very inspirational. You motivate us all, and I'm glad to listen to you. And I have a couple questions. Which CDs and DVDs and brochures did you hand out when you sit down with people at coffee or lunch?
Well, first of all, see what your sponsor and upline leaders are using. And if your upline, any of those, your upline partners are on any audio CDs, you definitely would want to leverage that, use that. Say, look, this successful guy is one of my partners. I'm learning from them. They're gonna help me and help you as well. So there's a CD that was out years ago that I created called Discover Nikken, the Ideal Business, full of amazing testimonials.
I like that.
The products and the opportunity. Doctors and veterinarians and teachers and nurses and all kinds of professions. And so I think Focus on Growth may still have that, but it's also on my YouTube channel, Bo Tanis YouTube channel, and you can download the audio if you can find it there. It's the Discover Nikken, the Ideal Business. But you know what? There's so many great ones. I'd recommend any one of you just take your phone or any digital recorder, share your story, just talk into it. If any of you have been around Nikken long enough, you know that's what Dave did. He just interviewed people and collected testimonials from wellness previews and interviews. And he made hundreds and thousands of copies of these and got them out to large numbers of people. Everybody who he sponsored, he let those people have access to hundreds of these audios. So the use of tools is no small thing. It's huge. I can't stress it enough. In addition to online sources.
Yeah, I do a lot of the online, send people online information too, which is really beneficial.
Oh, sure.
Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
About just a general brochure you gave to people?
Yes, and also a great tool is the Nikken magazine. You know, for $10 you get 10 magazines. I mean, you couldn't photocopy it that cheaply. You know, it's just full of amazing stories. So every month, if you're not ordering one or two packages, what are you doing? It's just an amazing tool. So I may not give the magazine to everyone right away, but certainly as a second or third look, and certainly anybody who joins my business. So I always carry a bunch of them with me. And if someone has just joined my team, frontline, or no matter how deep they are in my team, they probably haven't gotten their magazine yet from Nikken, because, you know, it's not every week or every month. So I make sure they get a magazine. So one thing I would say is I always invested a tremendous amount back into my business for not just products but tools. So I would have hundreds of audios and videos in my possession, I'm going to Orlando. I'm going with a suitcase full of books and CDs and DVDs that I'm handing out to people on my team. Because guess what? Not everybody has seen what I've seen. And so I can't stress enough. Let the tools do a lot of the talking for you.
Are hills and valleys in a business like this just natural?
Absolutely. We're dealing with the most wonderful thing in creation, human beings. We're also dealing with one of the most troubling things in all creation, human beings. So, you know, there always will be ups and downs. And if it was easy, it really wouldn't be worth it, or wouldn't be as great. And so, the thing about network marketing, and I have to say, it's simple, but it's not easy. But one of the most challenging things about it is that we're really dealing with our own limitations. We're really dealing with our ideas of holding ourselves back. There's really nobody holding us back. We have infinite potential and infinite possibility in front of us every day, but we think this or we think that, and we get into that stinking thinking. And so, you know, you have a situation, it's a challenge, somebody said no, somebody quit, somebody left you. I've had, some big leaders quit and do something else or just whatever. So that's not the problem. It's how you react to it, how you deal with it. So I feel we're so blessed to have HBM go over and over and over. You know, many people have been 10, 15, 20, 25 times. Go over and over and really try to become the better you that you can be.
Hey, Bo.
Hi.
I really appreciated you telling us about Reed Nelson starting out that Kaoma. I really appreciate that very much. And appreciate all the advice you give. It's been incredible. Thank you. Always.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that. A lot of people have helped me. I'm just paying it forward.
Well, thank you so much, Bo, for being on the call this morning. It's fantastic, everything you shared, and thank you for the thoughtful questions as well. Tomorrow morning, I'm not sure who's speaking, but I'm sure it's fantastic. They've lined up the best of the best. So hope you'll join us again tomorrow. Go out there and make the most of your last week. So thanks again, Bo, and we'll be seeing y'all on the Weekend Highway.
Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.
Have a great day.